Scripture reading is 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen.
Morning, happy Sabbath to one and all. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful Sabbath day today, so I'll let you get out of here and you can go out and walk in nature this afternoon and enjoy it. We just pray that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us here on this, while we're here on this earth, but one day soon we will be with our Savior. We have the freedom today to live as we want, to do as we want. And we just pray, though, that we do take that pathway that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to take and to follow him and to have that life that he will give to us and that we will have eternal life with him one day. So we said before, we're singing absolute sway over us, and we pray that we do. We allow God to have sway over us. So let's have a word of prayer. Yes, our kind Heavenly Father, into your presence this morning we have come to worship thee, to honor and praise thy holy name, knowing that thou rested on this day after creating heaven and earth and creating man, created the Sabbath for man and not man for the Sabbath. And we thank thee that we may enjoy it each week and that we have the surety of enjoying it for eternity at the times when we will come together to be with our Savior, to worship with him, whether in the New Jerusalem or even maybe on a different world that there is out there that thou has created where no sin came upon it. We know that we are the prodigal world and that our Lord came to save this prodigal world. And we just pray that we will accept his life and that it may be ours for eternity. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Yes, if you would turn to Psalms chapter 90, Psalms chapter 90 and verse 12. Just a short few words there. 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And there is an old saying that says that you're never too old to learn. So we pray that each one of us are praying and that we are learning as we go along. And this meeting is at 90 or 12 there. It's giving us a lesson that we are never too old to learn. We pray that we are there. And it could be to teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Because if we look and see just how few some lives are, we know that we are not alive for a very long period of time this first time. Especially if we look at eternity, we look at time as God does. So we know that we have but a short time here upon this earth. So we just feel that how we should spend them. We pray that we are spending them right. Now, they said we can do anything we want. It seems that we're not going to hurt anybody, but yet we know that we do. And whatever our age is, and whether we're healthy or even wealthy, or we're even puny and poor, whatever our condition, we can make the rest of our life the best of our lives. And we pray that we are, especially once we have given our hearts over to Jesus, to make that change in our lives that is so necessary for us to have eternal life and not just this life here upon this earth. So we just pray that to do it. And we know that we have to set prayer priorities. And if the priorities are out of order, you know, your life is going to be out of order. And at times mine has been that way, and I know that many of yours has been that way too. Once it's got out of order, have your problems. If they're not right, you won't be right, especially before God. So So what should be the first priority in each one of our lives? And we don't even have to pray about this first priority, because Jesus has already said it, to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yes, that's our first priority, to seek the kingdom of God. And I pray that each one of us are doing this in the best way that we can. There are several ways to do it, but truly there is only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. It means to actively pursue or to go after. And that's what we have to do. We have to pursue. We have to go after that life that the Lord Jesus Christ will give us if we want to have it. You know, we see it here in the present tense, and it means continuously. We have to be continually going after that life, the best life that we do. And I believe that we are, you know, even if we're not, you know, doing it, we want the best for ourselves. We want the best for our family. So we're doing, you know, probably the best that we can. But yet we know that we make many mistakes. And so we see that we need to be first seeking after the kingdom of God. And to seek a kingdom, you first have to seek a king. And we are doing that. You can't have a kingdom without a king. So we are searching for that king that we need. And that's our first priority of our life. It must be to seek out the kingdom of God. And just see that our Christian life is more than just accepting God, accepting the Lord. It's about seeking him, seeking the Lord, going out after him, doing everything we can to have him into our lives. Because we do have a part in our salvation. And that is obeying the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking him out, wanting to live Christ-like in all of our lives and all of our doings. And we pray that we do it. So we can't just passively seek the Lord or accept him. We have to be actually seeking him. We just can't go happenstance about it. We actively have to be seeking him. And we have to use this book right here to do it. We have to use the Bible, the Word of God, to be able to seek out Christ. So we do that. We know that God doesn't have favorites. We may think so once in a while, but we know that they're the people of Israel thought they were the favorite of God, and they didn't have to worry about anything, that they could do what they wanted. But they shortly found out that that was not true. But he does want to have an intimate relationship with each one of his children. So we pray that we're able to have that intimate relationship. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. And that's it. But it's God that reaches down his hand to us. And we have to take our hand and reach up to reach him. He has to come to us first before we can seek out the Lord. We're not able to do that without him seeking us first. God has promised, and ye shall seek me and find me, and when you shall search for me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29:13, our scripture meditation for today. But it's not enough to see the Lord, see God. We got to seek him first to be able to see him there. He wants a permanent place in each one of our lives, but he won't force us. He wants every moment of our day. He wants that first part of each of our paychecks. He wants to be first in everything in our lives. And many times that may be one of the reasons that we're resisting him. We resist the calling of the Holy Spirit because we don't want to give every minute, every moment of our time to Jesus. Hey, during the week, we've got a lot of things to do ourselves, you know. We've got to work. We've got to go have our pleasures. We've got to have our toys and all of these things, you know. We don't have the time to give to the Lord, but we know that we have to. In everything that we do, in all of our dealings, we have to look at God first. We have to seek Christ in our lives and be like him so that others can see Jesus in us and that they can want to have what we have and then that we are to give it to him. So we see that. But we need to seek the kingdom as well as a king. And we are trying to seek the kingdom. And this kingdom of God should be the obsession of our lives, to reach that, to have that kingdom of God in our lives. And the kingdom literally means rule or reign. A kingdom is a place where a king rules. We know that if we've seen in history that countries that were ruled by kings, and many of the kings were not very good. They were practically evil anyway, and they suppressed all their people, and all the time they were actually slaves. And so we know that we don't want that kind of a ruler. But we know that we have to seek his rule and his reign in each one of our lives. We want God in our lives every moment of our day to show to others that with the happiness and the joy that we have because we are children of the living God. And they are missing out on what we have. And so they should seek us out and seek the Lord out so that they can have what we have. You know, and you're looking for that kingdom, there's three automatic things that we need to see. First one is the person is seeking the glory of the king. And we need to seek that there. Every parcel, part of life, every moment and minute of life should be seeking out that king. Every ounce, every pound of strength that we have to search for that king that we need to have that given for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So we see that. And then in Commentaries, Volume 6, tells us the Christian must do everything in such a way that God, not man, will be honored. And we know that that's many times for many people hard to do because man has done everything. All the accomplishments in this world is because of what man done or has done. That's the way they think. But we know as children of God, it's that not right. Everything that we have, everything that man has accomplished has come from God. And so we need to be able to see that, to honor our God. We're obligated to bring every thought, every word, every deed into harmony with God's law. And so we do that into his perceived will that he has for us. Number two, you are seeking the guidance of the king. See that a loyal subject always wants to do what the king wants him to do. There's no higher calling in life than to find out what the king wants for each one of us and what he wants us to do. Begin each morning of your life by asking the Lord what Paul asked on the Damascus Road. Lord, what would you have for me to do? What would you have for me to do? That should be our first calling every morning when we get out of bed. And three, you are seeking the government of the king. A loyal subject desires to be controlled by the king, to be governed by the king, and to be ruled by the king. And I pray that that's our there, to have this rule over us. And that's our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have the role and the sway over each one of us. And number two, we need to seek a personal purity to have it. Not only are we to seek his kingdom, we are to seek his righteousness. And it's his righteousness, not ours. Not only are we seeking God's control over us, we're also seeking God's character to be within us. And so we pray that we have his character. The kingdom of God is to be experienced inwardly, but it also needs to be expressed outwardly. And I pray that we are doing that. As well as we can have that peace, that joy, and that quietness within to show it in our lives outwardly to other people. So what does it mean to seek the righteousness of God? We must desire it. We do what we really want to do. We really do what we want to be. It tells us that in Matthew 5, 6. But our desire should be to be right, to do right, and live right according to the commandments of God, not to our own commandments or to man's commandments. We need to obtain it. We just seek his righteousness. We know that God is not interested in our righteousness because we don't have any. He's only interested in his own righteousness. He's not interested in what we can do for him. I say that, but yet we know that when we give our hearts to him, he truly is. But he is interested really in what he can do for us. And he wants to do it. He's willing to do it. If we choose, if we make that choice to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, what can he not do in us if we allow him to be able to do that? If we allow the sway of somebody in our life to do things for us and we do them, why can't we allow God to rule over each one of our moments in our entire life? And so we see that, to have that, to learn the difference between self-righteousness and God's righteousness, to have the righteousness of Christ in our lives, to know soon, one day, that we will put on that robe of righteousness, that white raiment that we can have for eternity. And we will be able to stand before God as we have never sinned. So I pray that for each one of us there. And if you would turn to Matthew 6. Starting with verse 19. Matthew 6, verse 19. Lay not up yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So we see that it does that there. So we see that people are worried about their finances. Verse 25. Verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, and yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? So worried about food. Verse 27. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? So we're worried about fitness. Verse 28. We read that. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, that they toil not, neither do they spin. So it's wrong. We worry about fashion. But we know that fashion cannot even come close to the lilies that are in the field. And so we just look at the beauty that God has put in nature, even yet today, even if it is marred with 6,000 years of sin, that beauty is still out there. But yet, when we pick a rose, we still don't want to prick ourselves. But the thorn is still there with that rose. But what a beauty it is to see that, to see the lilac bushes that are out in bloom now at this time. We used to have one in our front yard, but a couple of storms took it out, so there. But Doris wants me to get another one, so one of these days I'll be planting another lilac bush. But to see the beauty of God, to have it, and many times we can hold it in our hand, hold the beauty of God in our hands, and to think that God made this, that it didn't come about by happenstance. God actually made it. And so we see that we're in need of all these things. That's why the Lord said, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye need all of these things. In verse 32, you can see that. So we just pray that as we do, that we keep our lives connected with the Lord Jesus Christ in the ways that we need to. The promise has promised us that if you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, you will have them all. You'll have all the things that you need. But there's also another lesson there. Because it doesn't say that you would necessarily have all the things that you want. Because that we want many things. And many of these things we can achieve and we can have. But there's many things that we cannot have. So we just see that he knows that it's not necessary for to have us to have all these things that we want. There's four lessons here for parents to have about their children, to teach their children. And it's also good for adults to relearn the same lesson to do that. After Paul was saved, he made this one of his goals of his life, Philippians 3:9. And then we see that righteousness must be imputed before it can be imparted. And so we see these things that are happening. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ is after us to be his. Before you can live it, God must give it. We know that disobedience leads to transgression. Obedience leads to the righteousness in Christ, as we've seen in our lesson this morning, that we need to have that obedience in order to have life and have life more abundantly with our Lord Jesus Christ. We must depict it. We should like to live the life of a subject of the kingdom. And we can do that. Will Rogers said, we ought to live in such a way that we would not be ashamed to sell the family parrot to the town gossip. And to see that. Three, we need to seek promised prosperity. The Lord says that if we seek his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. What things was the Lord referring to? He was talking about all the things that people worry about. We know that our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, will take care of them. So we pray that we are doing that and allowing God to take care of each one of these things that we have. We know that we don't need everything you want. We don't want everything that we need. God doesn't give us everything that we want. He always gives us what we need. If we don't have it, is because God knows that we don't need it, or at least at this point in our lives. And so we just pray that we will follow the Lord Jesus Christ to serve God, and it's his job to supply us. Most people kind of have that backwards, though. They think it's our job to supply self, and God is to serve us. But we know that we want to have the best of our lives and the rest of our lives connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to follow our Lord Jesus Christ all the way. Put him first every moment of our lives, and he will take care of everything else for us. We know that our lives are 70. So how are we willing to live them? According to man or according to God? And we know that we pray that we always choose according to God. As it is asked in this lesson that I said there, what can life be new and what can it become? Especially if we follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Life can be meaningless, and in many people's lives it is. And it ends in death, or it will end death. So we just know that what really matters in our lives is following the Lord Jesus Christ, following the word of God here, right here in this book, to live the life that is consistent with God's laws and his commandments, so that we are not lost and forgotten. We thank God that through the Lord Jesus Christ that we can live again, and that we can live forevermore, and to have that relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's my prayer for us today. Yes, our Heavenly Father, we pray that we give the best to Thee, the best of our lives, the best of ourselves, that we lay away self, that we bury it in a baptismal with our Lord Jesus, and then through death, through being raised from the grave, that we will have that eternal life, that we will be with our Savior for eternity. So we pray and look for these things that are to come. And we know that we need the Holy Spirit in our lives to be able to have these accomplished in us. So we just pray this Sabbath morning as we leave this place, that we give the best to the Master. In his precious name, amen.